It's the 29th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The Cardington Sheds may be the location of a secret Home Office facility, according to a man who runs a Facebook page dedicated to the hangars. Trevor Monk, who runs the We Love Cardington Sheds page, believes that Shed 2 is being used to train officers in different scenarios related to the Rwanda deportation programme. The controversial scheme, first proposed in April of 2022, would relocate asylum seekers and illegal immigrants to Rwanda. Three aircraft fuselages were delivered to the site last November. The exercises involved dealing with individuals physically refusing to board the plane and managing any ongoing protests that might take place placed in opposition to the policy. Whether the plan moves forward will depend on the result of the upcoming elections. Blue paint has been found spattered around several drains in the Castle Road area of Bedford. Sam Price, who lives in Bedford, said, "It's really concerning if people are pouring paint down the drains. It's damaging for the sewage system and more importantly for the planet." Coldplay frontman Chris Martin performed on the main stage at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Luton's Stockwood Park over the weekend. Before the show, 64-year-old Sandra Glenn from Luton, who suffers from osteoarthritis and a painful right hip, was making her way to the park. She stopped to rest when a black Mercedes showed up. It was Chris Martin, who gave Miss Glenn, a Coldplay fan, a lift to the festival. Miss Glenn said, "I met Chris Martin and had a conversation with him, and he's such a nice man." Tony Cox from Dunstable received a council tax bill stating he owed an additional 8 pence. Cox found it amusing when the letter stated he could repay the amount in weekly or monthly instalments. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.